Hello, welcome to MGP 467. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, there's Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
You have no idea how weird it is doing this podcast with the Fuggler lady looking back at me. I need to get this website closed. Sheepdog's been trying to get me to buy more Fugglers and he's broken me.
She's just thought,
staring me in the eye.
I mean, I know you struggle to comprehend how my brain works sometimes, right? But I struggle to comprehend how your brain works at times because you get in situations or obsessions or whatever, and you don't do the thing that I naturally do, is I go, right, who's responsible for this or whatever it is? And I go and look them up. And so you were chatting just now about how you wanted to own it and you wish you owned all of them on your Fuggler farm and all of this. And I thought, well, there's bound to be a person who invented it. So I found her LinkedIn and sent you all of her details. But it turns out she's long since sold all of that, but now you had
yeah, because I'd already done the research into the company that currently owned the IP. I knew straight away who owned the Fuggler IP.
Yeah, but you're
I was there.
But you're getting the people who are just like churning out a bit of fabric and sticking some buttons and teeth on it. This is the mind that came up with.
I don't want her next idea. I want Fugglers.
Yeah, but her mind is what's created it. And
I don't want a rotten mind. I want Fugglers.
As I said before the show, I'm surprised she doesn't look like a Fuggler. I was expecting a human Fuggler. And when I loaded it, she was just a normal person. I was like, oh, okay, that's not as exciting. I was just expecting teeth out the front of her face, buttons for eyes, you know, really different coloured sort of parts to her. No, just normal person. Nothing Fuggly
beautiful,
at all.
Eh? For anyone who doesn't know what a Fuggler is, you should be watching my YouTube channel because then you'd know all about Fugglers. Because I did a very educational video about them this week. They are great. They are the greatest toys in the history of the universe, as everybody here will agree with. Fugglers are great.
They unsettle me immensely. I don't know why I'm subjecting myself to. I've got them on my screen at the moment, and it's like, why am I doing it? They're just uncomfortable. They just look really in pain.
They're beautiful.
It alarms me a little bit that you enjoy them so much because they all look like they're in agony.
No, they all have their own little personalities. So I've got one that I particularly enjoy at the moment that I'm now holding, who just looks really, really pleased to be here. He's just like, I am loving life, and he's just grinning about it. He's having a great time. I've got one now in my hand who just looks very apprehensive about the whole situation. He knows I'm talking about him and he doesn't care for it. They've all got their own little personalities. It's brilliant.
I think you're displaying a bit of an inability to recognise or empathise with their pain. Like looking at the little clip on the website, they're all like struggling to breathe and wincing because they don't want to exist anymore and stuff like that. And you're going, oh, look how happy he is. But that's him trying to draw breath, Kevin. He's dying. And you're just patting him on the head and cheering him.
They're having a lovely time. You know nothing about Fugglers. I know when a Fuggler's happy and when it's not.
They all look happy, sad happy to me. Boys. They all look like they're in pain. But
well, it's because they're looking at you. When they look at me, they're happy.
Because they like people that look like them, I imagine.
I wish I looked like them. That's why I use the Snapchat filter to make my mouth wider.
You could just get big false teeth like Dwayne Dibley from Red Dwarf.
If Anna would let me look like the big mouth Snapchat filter all the time, I would have surgery to look like that happily. But I mean, she doesn't think that's a normal thing for me to want.
That unsettles me as well, to be fair. You put that out on Twitter every now and again, and I'm like, ugh.
It goes on every card I ever give everybody. We got our next door neighbours have just had a baby, and Anna secretly sent them a card without telling me about it because she knows full well if I'd have been involved in the process, it would have been Big Mouth Kevin on the front, grinning at them, saying, congratulations on your baby. And apparently, that's not what you put on cards.
God. No, it unsettles me. I didn't think stuff really did unsettle me. And then you just, every now and again, you like to just get a new thing you're into. And I'm like, oh, God, just hunting them out. It's like they hit a point of your brain that makes you happy and a point of my brain that makes me cringe. It's like,
because one went to bite him the first time he met one. And it was the funniest thing. Because I went, come here, touch its teeth. I went at him and he squealed, actually squealed. And ever since then, he's loved them, haven't you, Kevin?
Because now I know they're real.
I had a mouthful of Dr. Pepper there. I nearly spat it out. Oh, God, I nearly choked.
It's just like when I went to feed the lambs and they sucked on my finger. And then I knew they were real.
See what happened?
And when you met Pam and he sucked on your fingers as well.
My brother
he?
Got bitten by a duck as well. So we've got experience with things like that. That's why he likes ducks, because one bit him.
You've got experience. Is that on your CV?
Yeah, experience with putting my finger inside the mouths of things to establish if they're real.
To be fair, I did that with my axolotl, not on purpose. Well, sort of on purpose. They said they sometimes try and bite you, and I thought, if I'm going to get bitten by this, I need to get it out of the way now so I know how it feels. And it felt pathetic and futile. That little thing, what was it doing? What was it trying to achieve? It had no hope of doing any damage. I'm surprised.
They have axolotls in the Build-A-Bear warehouse at the moment as a special.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, they do.
We saw them as we walked past earlier. You can do a Build-A-Bear axolotl.
No, I can't.
You can.
Put it in a Pokemon t-shirt and a pair of Wellingtons.
No.
You can't. They have all these things in there.
It's not possible.
It is.
Definitely is.
No.
Sheepdog's too much of a misery to go to Build-A-Bear.
No, I just haven't.
He doesn't
got
enjoy fun.
A third kidney to hand over. Build-A-Bear's very pricey, isn't it? And
yeah, I got dragged around it the other week.
They're trying to get me in there.
By my 20-year-old daughter.
I know. I remember you saying she said you'd never bought her one before.
Which I'm not sure is correct, but she stung me for 45 quid or whatever it was.
Kevin!
For a Build-A-Bear.
I feel like they've been hunting me for years, though. They were like, oh, we've got Pikachu. And I'm like, oh, I don't care. Pikachu's like basic. And then they're like, well, what about Charmander? And I'm like, you know, still pretty basic. And they've just egging it more and more. Now they're saying axolotls in Pokemon t-shirts. It's like, they're going to have to try a bit harder. But they're getting there. I definitely have an Etsy wish list of loads of axolotl things that I keep thinking at some point I'll grow a third kidney, sell that kidney, and then buy all the axolotl stuff off of Etsy. In the meantime, I'm just going to draw them on my new iPad that I got after being peer pressured by you lot and all my other creative friends. Which the first thing I drew on that was an axolotl. It looked terrible. I deleted the picture because I was embarrassed by it.
Well, there's your first mistake. You should be chronicling your creator journey. That should be the picture that you use as your before picture in 5 years' time.
To be fair.
Look, everybody, this is how rubbish I was. If you're rubbish too, it doesn't matter. You'll be less rubbish one day, and then you become an inspiration. Do you know, have you paid no attention
to
how the internet works?
All right, Mr. Lecture, if I'm honest, I didn't delete it. I've got about 12. I just didn't want anyone to demand to see it, so it's never going to see the light of day. What I did like was my son came in and got annoyed that I was drawing something he didn't care about and was like, draw me Hilda characters. Hilda's a TV show on Netflix. And so I whipped out some photos of trolls from that and what's called a deer fox from that. And I drew them and I thought, you know what? If I'd practiced this for a couple of days, I'd basically be just drawing that cartoon. It was already accurate. I'm glad he came in and demanded. I'm going to get him to demand me to draw stuff in future because that four-year-old knows what I can draw. He knows my wheelhouse. And so I'm just going to let him direct things for a bit. But I do keep looking at other things people have drawn because Procreate I got on the iPad. It's like their Apple. It's specific for iPads, blah, blah, blah. It's a very good app. And the things that people have drawn with it are insane. I'm looking at that thinking, I can't even comprehend how they do it or what they would do to make a picture like that in this app with the tools that I've got. It's just ridiculous. So, yeah, this time next year.
You should draw a picture of me.
I'll wait until I'm a bit better. I want to do that justice.
Better give it eyebrows and a beard. I want
I was just going to say, it's just a beard and some fluffy, spiky hair, isn't it? Really
glasses as well.
Oh, yeah.
Some glasses on there. And,
I'm familiar with your face.
Yeah. Just make sure it's really handsome. Chiseled is probably the look you're going for. If you're
I'll use
me.
Like a granite brush or something and just...
Absolutely.
Rocks. But yeah, I mean, that's what I spent a lot of my spare time this week doing. I have played some games, but a lot of my time this week has just been me sitting there doodling and finding out. I'm as wildly inconsistent with that as I am with games. Like I'll sit and draw something and I think, that looks pretty cool. And then I'll try and draw a circle and it'll just come out so mangled. I'm like, what? It's a basic shape and I can't draw it. And I did like 50 attempts. I ended up with a page, which I think I did delete, that was just about 50 circles and they were all wrong. And I was like, why can't I draw a circle? How is this a weakness? Maybe that is something that people have to master. I don't know. I mean, I've not done any research. I've just got a pen and started drawing. But maybe I am trying to run before I can walk. But circles are a challenge.
Draw me a circle.
I just said I can't.
Well, that's your homework for this week. I want a perfect circle. Or a photograph of Pabby. Either will do.
You want me to draw a photograph of Pab?
Or just provide me with one. I feel like I haven't had one for a little while.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to anymore. I'm on my court order.
You can send them privately, like those other ones you sent.
Yeah, but my stock's gone. I got a new phone, didn't I? I mean, they're not on there. I mean,
I don't know. Since when were you authorised a new phone? I feel like I've been kept entirely out of the loop here.
The phone that has all the Pab pictures on, I sold earlier. I didn't clear it. Just all on there. They're going to load that up. It's going to be about 100 pictures of Pab just there.
Are you living in some kind of caveman land where your phone is different from phone to phone?
No,
every phone I've had for the last 10 years has got the same pictures on. It says, oh, are you Kevin? Would you like to just be your same old phone in a new shell?
Yeah, no, yes, that is please. Exactly what happened. I was just riffing, Kev. There was a little thing called joking, you know.
Wow.
But no, if I scroll up through, it shows me all sorts of times where all the good times where I sat there photographing Pab against his wheel. I've got him looking down, looking to the left, looking up. He's taking his sunglasses off because he's annoyed. No, in fact, I'm reading it backwards. He had his sunglasses off, realised I was taking photos of him, reached into his bag. I've got a picture of him reaching into his bag. Then one of them with his sunglasses on. Then he's just kind of moping around and he keeps trying to move away from me and his head's going in different directions because he's starting to panic a bit. And then I took a picture of the XL model outside the XL. And then there's loads of pictures of Pab from the side and he's just put his hand over his face because he knows what I'm up to.
Well, there we go.
It's all very good.
That told us. Video games, then. Has anyone had a... Anna, you must have had a new one this week. You always have new games.
I did.
Did you?
I did.
What did you have this week?
I got Kirby.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. We went to a shop today that had a big Kirby display on. I didn't realise this Kirby game was such a big deal. Mm. But game shop in Leicester had a massive Kirby display outside.
Inside.
Well, you could see it from the outside. I would class that as outside. You put it in a window, that's a display outside.
So Kirby games, right? Are these just... Because I always thought a Kirby game was basically like a normal platformer, kind of equivalent of Mario, but with Kirby stuff in instead of Mario stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
So bosses, puzzles, whatever. When this was coming out, someone was talking about all the Kirby lore and how, like, they'll, you know, it's going to be hard. They were saying, like, Kirby games are, like, as hard as the likes of this Elden Ring because it's just ridiculously difficult. And it'll be like, yeah, in this game, you're just going to kind of casually go and kill God and that's the story of Kirby. You're just going through the story to kill God. And I just thought, what? I just thought it was a little pink thing that kind of floated around and was like, oh, you know, I'm so chilled out. I'm so happy. Look at me. I'm just going to be a bit, you know, what a lad, just gadding about, being a blob, you know, fighting Dedede, whatever his name is.
So funny.
But no, it's people have been raving about this game, haven't they? It's meant to be...
It's hard.
Yeah.
The bosses are very hard.
Do I have to play this? Is this what you're telling me?
It's basic. So, like, I don't even know what it's called. Kirby and something. As
forgotten
always.
Forgotten Land.
There
yeah,
you go.
Forgotten Land. Oh, and... Forgotten Lad, as I was going to say, because I thought that's what you said. I was like, oh, it is the Forgotten Lad.
It's like someone gets kidnapped. You have to go and rescue them. You're sent to this place. It's a bit... It looks like post-apocalyptic. It's got, like, things everywhere. And it's basically Mario Odyssey, but with Kirby. So... First, you're just a blob.
Is it 3D?
Yeah. Ooh. You're a blob. You're just going around, doing your thing. And you see a guy. There's a guy over there who's got a sword and he can, like, hit you with it. If you breathe him in, so you suck him in, you become the sword guy, but you're still, like, a big blob, but you get their powers. And then you can go around cutting things and hitting things. And then you'll see another guy and you'll be like... Okay, why is he different? So you eject that power, the sword power, breathe in the new one. So say he's got, like, I don't know, he's a fire breather. You can now fire. So you get powers, and
kind
then...
of like in Smash Bros. Then, where it's
possibly, I don't know. Yeah,
eats,
yeah. I think
whoever you're
so.
Fighting at, he eats them and takes their ability.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of.
But then you also have like puzzles, and you're like, the only way you can get these puzzles is using the environment. So, for example, there was, I don't know, there was like things that are like items that were high that you couldn't get normally, because you can float, but only to a certain extent. This one, you suck in a bunch, like a staircase, a set of steps, and then you become them steps. You're just very pink, and you move the steps along, and say you needed to get to a power or a door, you spit them out, and then you go up them and get the item, and then you come back down, and you suck them up again, and off you go. So yeah, that's, I don't understand, like, I know Kirby's a big thing. I think it's the second Kirby game I've ever played. I only played it, I only bought it because there was a free demo, and that made me want to buy it, so I got it bought for me because Kevin forgot it was Mother's Day.
I didn't forget it was Mother's Day.
Yes, you did.
I wasn't aware, in your capacity as not my mother, that I was expected to buy you something.
You see what I mean? That's what I've
If it
with.
Makes you feel better, Kev, I forgot to text my mum until, like, I mean, I'd sent her gifts, but I forgot to say anything to her until I was like 9 p.m. streaming on the
it
Sunday.
It doesn't make me feel any better because it's not the same.
It is the same.
I had the responsibility to get Anna a present.
Yes, it is. I couldn't get my mum anything this year, so you had to provide me with something. It's only the nice thing. So anyway.
Interesting.
The boss battles are hard if you don't have the right power. Like, the first big boss is like a big gorilla thing, and you have to like keep like hit, like literally you have to go up to it and hit it. And even if you don't have the right power with you, because like you get to select a power before you go in. At first I went with ice and that wasn't working. Then I went in with bombs and that was working to an extent. But then it would hit you, the enemy would hit you, so that would take away health, and that would also take out your power until you went and sucked it back up again. I finally beat him with the ice, because if you froze him, he would take a big sap of damage. But I got through that. I did the second world. I got to the third one, and then I gave up because my Switch was like, you need more power. And I'm like, no, I don't. So the Switch is awful for battery power. But yeah, I've got Kirby. I've got it more for like, because we're going away soon. I need something to...
You'll have finished it by then. It's a month.
I've only played it on Sunday when we were watching the... I have to watch that film every week because I've seen it twice now and I don't need to see it anymore. But Andrew would insist that I watch that film again on Sunday. So I'll just play that. While it's on.
Is Meta Knight in this game? Because I feel like he's a character that it's a Kirby character, and I think it looks amazing. It's just like a Kirby that's blue with a knight mask on it and little yellow eyes and
couldn't tell you. I wouldn't have even looked for Meta.
It's one of those where it's such a simple design, but it looks so badass. So yeah, if that's in it, I'll
try the demo.
I'm looking at this thinking it sounds like it'd be quite fun to play on a stream. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I'm not trying to divert, but I've been playing Mario Maker all week again, and I think that's running its course. I feel like every time I'm like, yeah, this is really good, it suddenly there's just no one watching or whatever. It gets a bit quiet, and it's like, okay, we're probably running out of steam with this now. But I like doing hard. I've realized I quite enjoyed doing the hard levels. I've got a few world records this week as well. But I'm thinking playing a game like Kirby, if it's going to get rock hard, that will feed that part.
There is an easy mode for it if you're playing with kids or something. Well, if you just want something a bit easier. But yeah, it gets a little bit tense.
Might just tell Mrs. Sheepdog that the man only gave me... basically, I'll just take 50 quid out of the money he gave me and go buy it and then be like, oh, no, he only gave me this amount.
Monster.
Good story. It's cool.
I'm assuming, Pabby, you surely played this as well.
If I had played it, I would have told you about it.
I see.
Wow.
Trying to bring you into the conversation.
It came out last week, and I decided not to buy it. Because
what made you not?
There's one main reason, but the other reason is I just won't play it. Same as Pokemon. Pokemon has not been touched since I got the reindeer fella. I like the idea of it, and I will probably buy it at some point. Just wait till it comes down in price a little bit, maybe.
That's the problem with Nintendo. That it's always sky high prices.
Yeah, they will occasionally just put games up for sale for like 33% off, and that's what I'm kind of hoping for. I don't know. We'll see what we're like when it coming up to Comic Con, and I'm thinking I'm taking my Switch. Shall I get a new game? So we will see. But I just know I won't play it at the minute, so I just didn't get it. I was planning to get it. I definitely was planning to. And I wish, like I say, many aspects I wish they had, but I just know full well I'll probably play about an hour of it at the most, and then I'll just not play it again. So I was like,
Pappy, don't you worry about bringing games to Comic-Con. I'm planning on buying the Stardew Valley board game to keep us all amused at Comic-Con. Saw it today in a shop. Stardew Valley board game! Very excited. I've no idea what it involves, but...
Reading it,
I like Stardew Valley. Probably, yeah. So we'll just play that all weekend and not going to the convention. That's my plan. Oh, apparently it takes less than 45 minutes. I'm looking at it now on the internet. There you go. So perhaps you will need an alternative game as well, because this is only 45 minutes of amusement.
Okay.
I'll allow you to buy a game after all, Pab. Continue as you were.
Thank you. Continue as I was. Okay.
You've thrown him now.
Well, I'm not used to being thrown in before the ad break. The reason I haven't bought it is because of the main reason I haven't done anything in a month, probably 5 weeks now. I'm nearly 80 hours into Elden Ring now.
You are a pervert.
And I reckon at least 15 of them is just farming and grinding and not really playing the game.
No deaths,
I wish. I did a death today from... I thought I would like beat the B button. Like, well, the B button, if you haven't got a direction, you're using the direction on the analog stick, you'll just jump backwards. I thought I was okay, and I must have just nudged the analog stick just a little bit, and he just rolled off a cliff instead. Just rolled
when
forward
you said
instead
the
of going
B button. I glared at my Switch like it could like it was alive and could hear the conversation and would know that I was annoyed at it, because I had the similar thing in Mario Maker where I was pressing a button that it was supposed to do X and it didn't do it, and I kept nudging the wrong thing. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I just glared at my Switch like, yeah, see? But anyway, carry on.
Yeah, it's been... I mean, I thought I hit a wall with it in the week. I genuinely thought I hit a wall.
50 times, isn't it?
No. No, not that one. That's pretty good, actually. No, I've not even got to that area yet, I don't think. No, I just felt like I got to a certain point where in a week has gone by, I don't think I've beat another major boss. I've beat Radahn, and...
You didn't try and just mainline it in half an hour like me.
You can't. I don't think you can't just mainline this game, I don't think, and that's the point. I don't quite know where I'm meant to go next, and
you follow the golden trail thing.
I've been to the Altus Plateau and the Leyendale capital or something like that. That's where I've been, but then someone said to me, oh, that's Endgame, that. And I went, oh. And I know there's another place. I know there's a lava manor and there's all sorts of different other things. So I was like, maybe I shouldn't be here then. So then I just thought to myself, I'm going to go and start doing side quests then. And obviously that just requires me to then go and look up side quests, because that's all I've been doing. I've been kind of looking up side quests, going and seeing where these side quests are and doing them. Because... I there's a good chance I've got side quests like given to me, but because it's the game that has no has no log of anything or no objectives. Like there's nothing in menus. So I don't know if I've done them. I don't know if I've taken a quest and not done it yet. It's so very cryptic and so very, like, not unhelpful, but like ambiguous to what it wants you to do. It's like you could easily have missed a quest and, or you could have taken a quest and just not done it because you didn't realize what it wanted you to do.
Yeah, I find that really weird and appalling that they don't let you at least track what you're supposed to be doing. That's not, well, that's not making the game hard. Like, that's making the game weird, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. It's a game about like discover it and doing everything on your own and not having the game doesn't really tell you anything. And even to the extent of like, even like there's no real objective markers, no objectives per se, like in, there's no like logbook or anything like that of anything, quests. And these are like notoriously difficult games, aren't they? From Software Games are notoriously difficult. This open world one, they're doing exactly the same in the sense of they're not making it easy for you to even do the quests, but you do them and you will be rewarded with things and find items and find other mini bosses and just find more cool stuff. And so I've just been taken to YouTube. I just find, like, just spot a video on YouTube. It's like, oh, this side quest, or, you know, I'll find something on Eurogamer about, you know, quests, the best, you know, side quests you must do in Elden Ring. I was like, okay, let's have a look then. And it's like, some of them, like, I cannot, I'm not at that level to start doing these side quests. Some of them, from right at the start of the game, and I went back and did them, and I had fun doing that. I had fun just wandering around, just picking off these side quests and getting some cool stuff out of it. So that's pretty much all I've been doing. I've just been doing side quests and grinding and doing very little else. Like, I've not done any, like I say, I don't think I've done another major boss because I don't think I have any knowledge of where I'm meant to go next. I think when I finished playing this evening before we started recording, I think I was about level 165, which is high, I think. I think people are finishing the game. I think someone told me that they're about 120, 130. So I'm pretty high, I think, for this game now. But I don't care. I don't want to respec any of my points or anything like that. So I'm just grinding to get points now to put into Faith so I can get some more different kinds of spells and use different kinds of staffs. And yeah, I have just thoroughly like enthralled by a game. And there's not many games come along like this where it's all I want to play and it's all that kind of like is what I'm focused on and what is I think about. Like the last one that particularly took over like this was probably The Witcher 3. And I still class that as probably my favourite game. And then this is creeping up now. This is creeping up there now because I'm 80 hours in and I'm no sign of being nearly done. So we'll see where it goes. I mean, I could easily probably... I'll probably easily top 100 hours and that'll take me to pretty much the top of my Steam most played list. But we'll see. Like I say, I don't... April's looking like it's going to be quite a few games coming out again. Now, I didn't realise there were certain games coming out, but we'll see if I can get swayed off of Elden Ring to play other things in coming weeks and months, I suppose.
Excellent. Anna, have you played anything else other than Kirby this week? Or me and Sheepdog got to fill a final half hour on our own, because that's a disaster if that's the case. Before you tell us then, let's have an advert, then you can tell us all about it. There you go. Come on then. You've got, give us a solid 25 minutes and we might get to an hour.
Funny. So as per last week, I told you I got Tiny Tina's Wonderland. I've been playing that every day. Which means I like it. Like, I am enjoying it, but I'd wish they would drop some more legendaries. I got, excuse me, I got my first legendary at level 24, and that's quite far into the game. That's like a third, two thirds maybe into the game. Like, so the map, yeah, like the map is split into, I want to say thirds, because I've done the first one, then the second part open, and then there's like another top part. And so I was like two thirds away through the game, and that's when I got my first legendary. And it wasn't even, because like you go around and you find, you know, them dice that have a lot of sides. I don't know what they're called. Like the big dices got lots of sides, like up to 20.
Just dice.
Dice, okay. I thought they had like a name or something. And like you find.
Well, one with 20 sides would be a D20.
That's okay then. So there's like D20s like hidden around the area. And you roll them, but the only thing I ever get out of them is like a pink rarity. So they go up to orange. I think pink is just below orange, but. You want the orange because they're legendary. They're like the best of the best. And the first one I got was from just a normal enemy. He was like a badass, but he was just a norm, like a thing. And I got it from him. And I was like, oh, well, that's weird. I thought that's why you had to go and find the D20s. Maybe you have to find the D20s. For your luck to go up in the game, so like you unlock a unseen stat that gives you a percentage of a legendary drop, which is fine. But I just want, because like they updated, I think it was 2 and 3 at some point where the legendary drop was pushed up, because it is far and few between. I've had 2 now. One was a spell and one was like what was it? It's like a cape that you wear, like armor. So I've only had 2, mm-hmm. which annoys me, because I want like I see online people getting like really good like guns and what they called shield, so you ward. But you know, I'm obviously not that annoyed with it, because I have played it every day except for today, because I've been out. I'm enjoying it, like. I was going through this game and I was like, oh, that's a, like, you see the area and you see the land and you think, oh, okay. And like the way the story, because like the things that's happening there that have shocked me, that have taken my breath away, I was like, no. It's like, even though, because it's like fantasy, it still gets me. I'm like, no, you can't do that. That's mean. And then like you've got to go and get a bard, and then he comes along, and then the whole world changes. Oh, it's just a whole doodah of things. But yeah, I've been having fun with that. I've not had any more stuttering since that first day. I haven't seen an update for it, but maybe, I don't know, I don't know. I was having really bad stuttering on the first day. I don't know why. I've not seen it since. It's not happened again. So that's fine.
Question.
Yeah.
Is the gameplay more or less the same sort of Borderlands stuff you're getting out of this? Is it more the same? Or is it... I feel like it's slightly different. I've not seen a lot on it.
So you have... you in this one, I am a spellcaster. So I get spells. So I can be a mage and I can... like, I can be over there and throw, like, a massive meteor that comes out of the sky into people. But I also have guns, and other classes can have knives and swords and stuff. Like, that's their special power. Right. But it's Borderlands. Obviously, it's Borderlands under a different name. And I love Borderlands. And I like this. It's all very different, because I'm trying to work out what, because I've never played Dungeons and Dragons. I know of it, but I've never played it. So it has things in there that I would think if you've played Dungeons and Dragons, you would understand. Like, I don't understand why she comes in and can just say, right, well, this is this enemy and it has that many power. I'm like, well, why do you get to decide? Don't get it. But I don't know. It's just Dungeons and Dragons put on a console under the Borderlands umbrella. And
yeah.
I love it. I think it's
I was going to say,
fun.
If we played Dungeons and Dragons, you'd probably feel like it was even... bigger. If you understood, not necessarily yeah. we, if you played it, you'd feel like it was more of a thing because you'd get all the references, I guess.
Yeah, like I don't understand all of the things, but it's like I can now double class, so I have two classes that are under my belt, and then they give me different powers. So like you can, there's like a bunch of I think I want to say 10 classes. So you can pick and choose where, like, you could be a spellcaster and have your swordman as well. But like when I was given my second set of skills, it's like this one teams up well with this one. Like, you don't have to pick this one; you can pick another one, but they go well together. And I did, and I was like, oh, this does go well together because like. In normal Borderlands, you would get one, like your backup skill, your major skill, and you'd only get one. In this two, in each class, you get two. So, I think for my first one, I could turn enemies into like a weak enemy, and he would just stand over there, and then I could kill him at some point. Or I could have spells that chuck meteors at people, or fire balls, or ice strikes yeah. at them. And then on my other class that I have now, I could have a spore like creature with me that helps me in battle all the time, like he's just there. Or I could have three tornadoes in the game when I put them off. Well, I have the spore creature because he's cute and he's funny, and if I change my armor and my colors, he also changes. So at the moment he's got a bright glittery, what do you call the mushroom tops? What are they called? They're big things. Their heads. You know what I mean? On a mushroom, he's got his mushroom head. I know what I mean.
Yeah, know what you mean.
You know, like when Toad takes off his hat, that bit is all glittery.
Wait. Toad takes off his hat...
Yeah, when Toad takes off his mushroom top, it's just that.
That's
isn't
his
it?
Head. That's his head.
No, it's not. Because his face stays on his stick.
I just googled Toad takes off his hat. There is a cartoon picture of him just being a bald leghead.
Exactly. He looks like one of them Diglett people from Pokemon.
I'll tweet you it now because it does look grim.
So yeah, Borderlands, Tiny Tina's Wonderland, I give it a thumbs up. I enjoy it very much under the umbrella of that. So it's just more guns, more fun. And then I don't know why, but Thursday seems to be my Ghostwire Tokyo day. Don't know why, but yesterday I put it in again because I just wanted to play it. I do like this game. I don't know what it is, but... it's so much fun. Like I'm on like chapter 3 and I've put in 21 hours. Like I haven't even opened half of the map yet. It's massive map, and there's so much to do and there's so much to see and collect and do, and I just really enjoy it. And I don't know why it's grabbed me, but it's not like I said last week, people telling me it was a horror. It's not really. You get a few scary like dudes in it, but it's not scary. The only thing that scares me is running out of ammo. I do that all the time because sometimes my aim is just off for some reason. But there's like three. Oh my god, what they called? Where you level up? There's like three different stations you can. Level up, so you can level up your powers, you can level up yourself, you can level up your like doobries, your items and stuff. And then like there's cats that are about that want certain items, so you have to find them. And you only find them when there's a slight, when like you go past that and it goes, meow, And you have to look around and find where it is, and it's so huge. Like, and then there's dogs in it that you can ruffle and give some dog food to. Like, who doesn't want to give food to a dog in a game and get to rub them? Cats aren't so willing to help you. Like, you see, because there's cats that are on stores and they're helpful and they want to sell you anything. And then there's cats in the game and they're like, I'm going to keep my secret secret. You'll never know. And you're like, well, I know there's something around you. So I'm going to find it. Just go down the street, go under some boxes. And it's another collectible that you have to go to the other cat that will give you beads. Like, they like to give you, you know, like beads that go on your wrists. They like to give you them because then they also, like, update your powers. And then you get talismans where you can, like, shock people, shock the enemies. Yeah, whatever that was.
Yeah, someone decided to start listening to music.
No, my phone just started doing...
I've had enough of you.
No, someone sent me a message and I just tapped it and suddenly music played. I was like, but I couldn't get back to turn it off without it coming on. I was panicking, but it's all sorted now. Sorry, everyone.
I see. So I put me off.
Made me jump.
Yeah, Ghostwire. It's very good. Like, go out there. Like... when you look at it, you think, it's not, what is it? I can't explain it to you, but it's like a supernatural, I want to say, like, Prey. Like, you know, like Prey from, It's like that. I get Prey vibes from it. I get Dishonored vibes from it. Because, like, there's jumping about. What else do, like, there's also, like, a smidging of, Death Loop in it, not from like the gameplay, but just from like aesthetic. Like, the things that you can go and smash look like the items in Death Loop that you get power from. So you can get power from these things in Ghostwire, and the same in Death Note. So it's just there's similarities there, because obviously they're two completely different games, but the aesthetics are the same. But yeah, I really, really like this. I hope they bring out another one. I've not had any bugs with this whatsoever. It's such a good game. And people should be talking about it and people should be playing it. It's it's really good. Like, I'm going to play that tomorrow, I think, is my Saturday game. Because Kevin's going out, so I'm going to play some more Ghostwire. But Is that it? Let me think. Yes, that is it this week for me. So to Kevin and...
That's my name.
Sheepdog, if you have anything else.
Of course I have many things. What do you take me for? This is a gaming podcast. Of course I'm going to talk about games. Specifically card games and football games.
Which ones, Kevin?
Well... As you would imagine, I've been playing a lot of Football Manager this week, as it is my job, and that is just a lovely, wonderful game. I highly recommend it to all of you. I have nothing new to say after 1,000 hours of it on this version. I have got, in fact, I think I've gone past 1,000 hours on FM22 now, which has now been out 6 months. Shall we have a little look? No, only 800 hours actually. What an incredible disappointment. What I did notice when I was on Steam, though. Is we are now officially in my personal release window for the Steam Deck, which is exciting. It says Q2 brackets April to June. It is April the 1st as we're recording. So any time now, my Steam Deck could arrive. So I am very excited about that. That is going to be the new dawn of me playing indie games that I ordinarily would have bought on the Switch, but I've been holding off for the last 6 months and avoiding paying the Nintendo tax. Thinking, well, I'll just play them on Steam. I'm going to have a Steam Deck. Why am I going to pay Nintendo tax anymore? So I feel like I've got a backlog of them. I don't even know what they are, but I feel like I have a backlog of those to come to. I've been playing lots of Pokemon TCG. Again, I've even got to the point now where I've imported a load of Japanese cards. It's all getting a little bit ridiculous now. I feel like somebody should have stopped me before it got anywhere near this point, and nobody did, and now it'll run its course.
It always does.
Now it really is a thing. I'm not so sure. It's it's very much fun, and Anna needs to learn from her mistakes with Pokemon. and keep me further and further away from the Games Workshop shop. We walked past it today, and I was like, I'd had a little look when I was in Forbidden Planet, because they had a little bit in there. My card shop that I go to for my Pokemon stuff, they sell Games Workshop stuff. The Pokemon night that I'm going to be going to soon, a different card shop, they also have a Warhammer night, and they have a load of Games Workshop stuff. And today we walked past a Games Workshop shop, and she said, well, you can't go in, but you can have a look in the window. And I'm like, no, don't even let me look in the window. Do you not know? I used to be really into Games Workshop as a teenager. I had loads of Warhammer stuff.
But how? You had children as a teenager.
I cannot risk getting back into this as well, because this is...
Imagine how chilled your videos would be if you just sat there painting a little Warhammer figure on a 20-minute video.
As expensive, if not more expensive, as Pokemon is. I can't
have all these expensive hobbies.
The only
people that were in there were
adult men. I know.
Your heart rate would thank you, though. You just sit there chilled out painting your little goblins and your little tanks.
I used to get my cousin to paint them. I cannot paint at all. I used to get so angry at how bad my figures looked when I painted them. So I would just buy all the stuff and get him to paint them. And I was only interested in playing. I don't think even now, I think trying to paint them, that might actually be the way to put me off, because I've not spoken to my cousin for 25 years. So maybe if I had to sit there and try and paint one for myself, got angry with myself for being terrible at it, that might be what puts me off. Because I used to get so cross. I'm such a heavy-handed paintbrush brute that I'm on the website now having a look now we're talking about it. And the painting is so detailed, and there's not a chance I could do it. These figures are like 2 inches tall. And they've got different colours all over. Yeah, but I couldn't.
Them in your online shop.
It'd just be big fat strokes. They'd all be one colour. I could paint these entirely blue, not blue with golden knee pads like these. Like, I mean, that's ridiculous.
That sounds lovely.
You must be using one. Why are you trying to get me into it?
I think they paint it blue, let the blue dry, and then they put the gold on over the blue.
Have you met me? Do you genuinely think I am going to wait and let something dry? Do you know anything about me at all?
I mean, that's what you have to do. You blitz it and then you do the details afterwards.
That might be what you have to do. But I ask you again, have you ever met me? Do you think that's what I'm going to do?
I mean, I've met you in that I know you kind of go insane into the professional level of everything that you do. You don't just kind of do it and go, I'm not a pro Pokemon card collector. I'm gonna make it a massive empire. So I assumed if you wouldn't just buy a paintbrush and start painting them, you would get the finest art set you could find.
I'm looking at it all now.
Yeah, you'd have a tiny paintbrush to do the eye dots or something, and you know, a knee pad paintbrush and all that kind of thing. And
they sell their own pliers for getting the little plastic bits off. They recommend their own little clippers and pliers so you don't break them. You shouldn't use third-party ones.
You have a machine to dry them quick as well, I imagine.
If you lot don't stop me, the Warhammer 40,000 Command Edition, which is the best way to start playing Warhammer 40,000, includes full rules for the game and comes with two armies of push-fit models. Two things here, Anna. Thing number one... I can't play this on my own.
I'm not playing it.
Thing number two, that set's £110.
Why?
So if you don't, if you keep goading me here, what's going to happen is I'm going to spend not £110, because that doesn't get me the paints and the brushes. I'm going to sit here and spend £300 or £400 now.
How am I goading
and then,
you?
And then Sunday, when it's all here... You're going to have to play with me.
No.
So.
Once she's done painting them for you.
So, do you want to change your tune a little bit here and discourage me from doing this?
You coward. Think of all the editing Chris could do. It is Chris's name, does your editing.
Yeah.
You know, he can edit the videos together. You'll be sorted. It'll be a nice piece.
Actually, these would be good for... I hadn't even thought that these would be good for videos. Oh, actually, that's a good point.
Because you have your little camera down while you're there with your paintbrush.
Oh,
you're just
painting
the knee
pads. That is a very good point.
And then he'll just speed up the video a little bit at times, and I don't know, you'll be like a little Bob Ross doing little accidents.
Why are you doing that now?
I'm trying to bankrupt him. I just want to drive him into the ground so I can buy that Fuggler IP we were talking about at the start.
I'm going to get a starting set of Space Marines. I used to collect Ultramarines when I was a teenager.
I know you're filling a little bit, but I have actually played another game this week. I realised I haven't completed Guardians of the Galaxy, so I went back to that. And I haven't really got that much to say about it, except I thought I was right at the end, and I'm not. But, has that had an update recently? Because it looked great anyway, but I swear it looks even better. I don't know if my eyes have just got better this week, but I was playing it and thinking, this was already pretty, but it suddenly got prettier. It's like they, I don't know, maybe they ran out of time on it and in the middle it kind of dipped in quality, but suddenly it looks awesome. It must have had a patch, but it just looks great. And part of the reason I wanted to bring it up, I think what reminded me to go back and finish it, was that it is also on Game Pass now. So if you haven't played it, I don't think I've already said this, but if you haven't played it, for the love of God, go and get it on Game Pass, because you can play it on your PC or Xbox, and you should. It is excellent. I'm actually considering seeing... Does anyone know if it'll be... If it's on Xbox, does that mean it's on One and the new Xbox, or is it only on the new Xbox?
Everything's on everything.
Right, yeah. Cool. Yeah. My wife was like saying to me, I'd quite like to play that, because she played the Telltale one, and... It's Guardians of the Galaxy. She likes that. And I said, I don't know if it can be on it, but I'll say to her, I'll stick it on the Xbox. You can just have a crack at it. I think she'd enjoy it. It's such an entertaining game. I love it. I love the characters. I think they're probably the best Marvel characters, in my opinion, at the moment. Like, I just love them. Them and Spidey, I just love them. And the vibe is just my vibe. I love it. And yeah, this game is pretty much perfect. I mean, I've got no problems with it. I can't complain about any of it. I don't think it would have worked as a stream game, as we said before, because of the music.
No, you can't.
Whatnot. But I love it. I love it so much. And I need to complete it. I don't know why I keep leaving it. I think it's because I don't have a time where there was no one about. I had like 3-4 hours where I could just sit and play it. I stopped playing it like the moment my kids arrived and wanted to look and ask me questions and talk to me. I was like, no, not playing it anymore. You've ruined it.
Ruiners!
Turned it off. But no, I think Mrs. Sheepdog will really enjoy it. And I think all of you listening will as well. So go and get it on Game Pass. If you haven't got Game Pass yet, you've not been listening, go and get Game Pass. But yeah, that is your lot. Back to you, Kev. How much money have you spent on the Games Workshop
White
website?
Dwarf, the magazine still exists. I subscribed to that for years. I cannot believe the magazine is still going. That is amazing.
I'm pretty sure my dad used to get White Dwarf magazine at one point.
White Dwarf was brilliant. Oh, God. I need the internet disconnecting.
Stop it.
Where was that attitude when we were at the shop earlier?
No,
Anna?
I just said you can have a look you can look at it. You can have a look in the, you're not going in the shop, you're just looking at the outside.
10 years we've been together and you still don't get it, do you? You can have a look at it. Oh, Anna. Oh, Anna, you shouldn't have let me have a look at it.
Oh. Pap, what are you obsessed with at the moment?
It's either this or Magic the Gathering. Which one should I throw myself into next?
Pap always has something bubbling that he doesn't tell us about, and then we go to Comic-Con, and he'll just
be like,
we're
going to go to Comic-Con, and I'm going to say to Pap on the Saturday when we're going to the comic shops, can we squeeze a few trading card shops in as well? He's going to be like, yes, we can! Look at all these I've been collecting, because he'll have got in it as
100%.
Well.
100%. He'll have something up his sleeve that he's not telling us about. He always does. Every event, he'll be like, oh, by the way. I remember years ago when you were like, oh, by the way, I kind of collect Spider-Gwen stuff, and he just bought all of it. Anything he saw, Spider-Gwen, was annoyed he didn't buy something he'd seen, and it was gone, and all of this. And I've noticed now, every time, he's just like, oh, yeah, I've kind of gone down this rabbit hole.
I don't know. There's nothing... I mean... And I was listening to a show from a month ago now when Kev first started this Pokemon card stuff, and then he mentioned, oh, there's Japanese cards that are ahead of the ones.
Yeah.
And I went, well, maybe I'll just buy some Japanese ones. That'd be quite.
You should,
be funny.
I've,
and then lo and behold, you've
some.
Done it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh well, it's not as fun anymore now then.
I don't know, there's probably no market in this, but when I was in the Canary Islands, they had Spanish ones as well, Kev, that were really pretty. and they're not like the style we get here. My son bought some, and then when he was at school and he was trading them, some parent got annoyed because they thought he was giving away knockoff cards for real ones. He was like, no, they're legit. It's just they're Spanish. And I didn't know he was bringing them in, if I'm honest. I wouldn't have let him. But he had his little Spanish Mewtwo and his little Spanish whatever. But yeah, the artwork on them was pretty cool. So they might be like the equivalent of the Japanese ones, but in Spanish, you know. Or I just don't know what Spanish looks like and it's actually Japanese and I've just got it wrong. But
yeah, the only ones that should be really unique are the Japanese ones. And they're only unique because they're ahead. If the Spanish, see, this is, I've gone full in on this. The Spanish ones should be the same as the English ones.
It might have been a style.
The same sets at the same time, yeah. So it's probably just an older set or a different set.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's only the Japanese ones that are ahead. And that's why I'm so excited to crack open my Japanese ones once I can get a video up and running. That's the most frustrating thing in order for these to.
Isn't it?
Well, no, I fixed that, but in order for these to be a business expense, I can't just sit and open them now like I want to. I've actually got to make a stupid video for my stupid job, for the stupid cards. It's so stupid and annoying.
If you do get like a 10 out of 10 graded Charizard or whatever, the Japanese ones are the ones that are the proper value, aren't they? They're like the...
Yeah, they are.
Mega bucks. That's Kev's retiring. He's moving to a farm in the country and you will never see him again.
Exactly, but yeah, that's basically Anna's job now. Anna's a Pokemon trader, aren't you, Anna?
My
official, yeah, that's your job. Oh, you run
okay.
Our Pokemon store.
Oh, okay.
That has now been legitimized by the good people of Shopify. Oh, God, we had a message from them at the weekend saying,
on Sunday early morning.
Sunday morning, we're withholding all payments to you because. Our banking partners need verification that you are an authorized Pokemon reseller, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, I'm not. I'm just selling my old cards and opened packs. It's pretty standard in the trading card industry. And they're like, oh, well, you need some proof from that the Pokemon IP holders have allowed you to do this. Well, they haven't. Well, as a long shot then, send us some invoices from your distributor showing that you're... You bought them. I didn't get them from a distributor. I just bought them from a shop. But after all of that, I sent them I think it's just the volume of the amount I sent from the shop. I sent them two receipts from the last couple of weeks, showing in the last couple of weeks I've spent over £1,000 on Pokemon cards. And they were like, okay, we'll send these through. And they've come back today and said, yeah, they've taken that as you must be a legitimate trader of these here. Have your store back, you can have your money, all is good. So yeah, as far as Shopify are concerned, we are a legitimate Pokemon business now, because you'd have to be a business to buy that many cards in a couple of weeks, wouldn't you? No normal
They've
person
not met
would do
Kevin.
That
okay.
So there you go. It all went in my favour in the end.
Your
that
Warhammer
I just
shop's
going to
say the same soon, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll just stick it all in the same shop. Well, Warhammer's doesn't... I don't know. Does Warhammer have a secondary market? Is there a business opportunity here? I don't know enough about Warhammer. I'm not deep enough into it yet. I need to do my research. No, I'm closing the website. Pokemon is enough.
I suppose Magic the Gathering would be the one, wouldn't it? We used to have someone at uni who used to resell those cards back in 2006, didn't we?
2006.
I probably don't remember. I probably was just screaming nerd at them and slapping them about a bit.
Kevin!
No, you are the one who is the nerd.
No, I'm the king. I'm making it cool. Right, we're going to wrap this up there because I've got Warhammer stuff to buy.
No, you don't.
If you need to find out how much I end up buying, Anna, you should be encouraging this. This is from Nottingham. This is your thing. This is your legacy, your roots.
How is it?
You are basically
Nottingham?
Games Workshop. That's where Games Workshop
is, isn't it?
Yeah, we go your past people. That's why they're all little and short.
Yeah, I was trying to explain this to Shortstay. The orcs and stuff are all you mountainous hill folk. And then the Space Marines are us southern folk coming in to sort you all out.
We are very, very much like Space Marines, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. In our beautiful uniforms and our organized tactics and stuff, trying to sort out the hill folk. Shortstay was amused.
No.
And seemed to think I was joking.
He was like, I don't understand your words, spaceman. But he's...
Exactly. But if you want to know exactly how much Games Workshop stuff I order this weekend, make sure you follow us on Twitter at MGUK Podcast or me at Lelujo.
And I'm at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pub 1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.